The idea comes by comparison to CPR, a type of first aid any of us can learn. This is called mental health first aid. It's a 12-hour course for anyone who wants to be better equipped to help someone in a mental health crisis. Mike Johnson brought the training to Seattle's Union Gospel Rescue Mission, which serves homeless people. He says it gives staff and volunteers
a real primer in depression and anxiety and psychosis, substance use disorders and eating disorders. And it gives them that learning that removes the mystique. And then it gives them a really concrete 5-step action plan that is the same in each situation, but will be tailored depending on the type of crisis.
You can tell how excited he is about the training. He's already given it to 75 people. It doesn't train you to be a counselor, but to get someone who's suicidal or hearing voices stabilized long enough to get a counselor involved. Johnson sees it as a way to prevent situations where the police need to be called. On the other hand, local police officers have benefited from the training, along with firefighters. Other organizations offer the training in Bremerton, Lakewood, and Olympia, and nearly 2,000 people have taken the course statewide. The idea originally came from Australia. Research there shows one of the biggest benefits is giving you the confidence to approach someone who appears disturbed and helping you recognize different types of mental illness. Without more funding for social services, that awareness could catch a spark before it becomes a fire. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.